A Motorsport Podcast Network production.
Hey everybody, Aaron Noonan here. Repco Supercars Weekly. It's our update of all things news and views in the Repco Supercars Weekly, and it is race week. The Ned Whiskey Tasmania Super Sprint this weekend at Simmons Plains Raceway in Tasmania, just outside Launceston, not too far from the Longford Pub, which of course is situated on the old Longford Circuit. Well, part of what is left of the Longford Circuit. Simmons Plains this weekend, well, got to rewind back. Got to think about last year to know who is the favourite down there. Well, it's probably Shane Van Gisbergen because he won two races there last year. Triple Eight have won 13 of the last 17 races there going back to 2014. It's a place where their cars, both their own and their customer cars, have generally gone very well in the past. To recap, after round one in Sydney, Chas Mostert leads the way. Now, he said in the press this week he's leading the points going in by 12 over Anton Di Pasquale, but he doesn't expect to be leading when he leaves this weekend. Let's see if that comes to pass. 15 points off Di Pasquale is Shane Van Gisbergen, Brody Kostecki, Will Davison, Cam Waters, Will Brown, Andre Heimgartner, Tim Slade, and Brock Feeney. Round out the 10 in the points coming into this second round. It's a three-race format. So this weekend there's sprint racing, one race Saturday afternoon, two races Sunday, no fuel stops, compulsory tyre changes will come into play. 44 laps for each of those sprint races down at Simmons Plains. It's a short, sharp lap. Two really good passing chances down into the hairpin and the end of the back straight, I reckon, are the places to get that done. Bit of news kicking around in terms of supercars this week as we flow on through towards this second round and races 3, 4, and 5 of the championship. Bryce Fullwood's wheeled out today, this afternoon, in fact, a luridly coloured Midis Commodore from Brad Jones Racing. They said that they were going to do a day livery to go with the night livery from Sydney Motorsport Park. Have a look on our website now, v8sleuth.com.au, and check out the pictures. It is, let's put it this way, Bryce will not get lost in Tasmania this weekend while he drives that car. It is very, very, very bright. Bit of other news this week too regarding the Bathurst 12 Hour. We're going to see XV8 supercars, so cars from Super 3 and V8 touring cars, eligible for the Bathurst 12 Hour in May. Very interesting one. It's not the first time, though, that we've seen a V8 supercar in the 12 Hour. Mel Rose ran his ex-Gary Rogers Commodore back in 2013, it was. So that's the only car, V8 supercar-wise, to have run in the 1000 and the 12 Hour. We've got a full in-depth story on the history of that car on the V8 Sleuth website in Saturday Sleuthing this Saturday. So check it out on the V8 Sleuth website to give you all of the info you need to know for that one. A little bit of sad news this week too. Former V8 supercar racer John Trimble, who many of you will know from his connection to Daily Planet and racing and motorsport. His son Michael raced for some years too. JT passed away last Saturday at the age of 75. He made 6 starts in the Bathurst 1000. On this day, it's March 24th. So go back 4 years, we were at Albert Park in 2018, and Scott Pye had a very good day. He won his first and still at the moment only Supercars Championship race win for Walkinshaw Andretti United in what was race 3 of that weekend in a great fight there. The light was fading. Jamie Wincup was putting the pressure on, but Scotty Pye stood strong and came home to win his first race. It's unbelievable to think that that's 4 years ago today. Time has certainly flown. That is quite amazing. TV this weekend for Simmons Plains. I know so many of our listeners need to know their TV stuff. It is a Fox Sports exclusive weekend in terms of live coverage. Channel 7 will show highlights Saturday night, Sunday night. Well, actually, I think it's technically Sunday morning and Monday morning, but they'll have highlights on Monday afternoon on 7, mate, as well. Coverage Saturday, Sunday for Fox. There is support category practice on Friday with Super Utes, the local Tassie Tin Top category, and the Aussie race cars. It is not televised. The coverage will start when supercars hit the track on Saturday for their first practice. They've got a couple of practice sessions, qualifying with the multi-leg qualifying and a race, and then two qualies and two races on Sunday. And of course, all the action on Fox and KO as per normal. Marcus Ambrose, part of the broadcast team this weekend. Looking forward to his input into the telecast for Simmons Plains. Quick one too. Perfectly Imperfect. That's what we're calling a new section that we've got for you on our website in terms of our bookshop. We've got a bunch of books from over the years that have been damaged, whether they're in transit when they've come from the printer or in transit from stores and stockists and all sorts of places where stuff just happens. They've got some nick covers. They've got some dinged ends. They've got some small issues and minor imperfections here and there. There's a bit of a variety of them. Rather than go and turf them and throw them out, we thought, you know what? We'll make them available to our V8 Sleuth faithful for a heavily discounted price. Rather than us adding to landfill or recycling, let's put them on your bookshelf. They've got a few nicks and scrapes, but the content's still great. Jump on the show links to this podcast, and we'll put the link to that part of the online store so you can go straight in. There's about four or five different titles that we've got some damaged stock of. Hey, grab one. It's cheap. It's quick. It's easy. You'll have some great reading and it won't cost you very much as well. Of course, that website is bookshop.v8sleuth.com.au where you can get all of our cool items. Now, speaking of cool, next Tuesday, every Tuesday, the Castrol Motorsport News Podcast with Stefan Bartholomaeus and Andrew Van Leeuwen, award-winning podcast from the boys. They will wind up all the action from Tasmania and all the news and notes to come from it. And next Wednesday on the V8 Sleuth Podcast, powered by Repco, Hall of Famer, Australian touring car champ, Australian driving champion, Australian sports car. Yeah, okay, you get the idea. He's won a lot of stuff. John Bow is with me. I sat down with JB this week. We've recorded a two-part podcast. The first part comes up next week and part two will be the week after. Great chat, lots of great insight, and a few stories that you will not have heard from along the way. And you'd think you've heard all the stories about JB's racing career. There's a couple of racing deals that he didn't take up, one of which we will reveal that I had never heard before. I nearly fell on the floor when he told me this one, that he had turned this particular deal down. Anyway, that's me done. Repco Supercars Weekly is locked and loaded. Don't forget to read the V8 Sleuth website every day, v8sleuth.com.au. Looking forward to sitting on the couch this weekend and taking in all the action from Simmons Plains in Tasmania. Again, thank you for listening. Review and subscribe to our podcast, as we always tell you to do. Enjoy the racing this weekend, and we'll be back with you next week with more podcasts as part of the Motorsport Podcast Network.